Going out on the phone now to Tracy Padat, who's Vice President of Market Communications for the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's a long business card, Tracy.
Isn't it? It's too-sided.
It is.
That's a long name.
That's okay, but they're titles that you earned. I wanted to talk with you about an event coming up. I was amazed when I heard about it last year, and you're doing it again this Saturday on the 4th. Folks are going to be able to rappel down the 23-story Bogie Tower. Tell us about how you guys got involved with this event.
Well, the event is a fundraiser for the Team Lansing Foundation, which is a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and its mission is really to generate awareness for regional destination development. So, of course, we care about tourism, we care about our community, and we really hope that we can raise some funds for scholarships, for hospitality students, and really getting folks aware of all the great things there are to see and do in Greater Lansing.
Well, and it seems like this should get easier every year. It seems like there's some more great things to see and do in Lansing all the time.
Exactly. Rappelling from the Bogie Tower is kind of one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Folks can raise a minimum of $500 to be eligible to rappel. We still have space available, so we encourage anyone that might be interested in wanting to rappel to give us a call here at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, 517-487-6800, and we'll get you registered so they can rappel on Saturday. We bring in a great organization called Over the Edge. They actually bring all the equipment and do all the rigging of the ropes that day. You know, it's not just myself up there harnessing people in for the rappel. We have real experts. And it's just a really unique, fun fundraising opportunity, and we're really excited to bring it back from
last year. I thought you and I talked for just a moment when I talked to you the end of last week about this. I thought in reading your press release that I had passed the deadline to register, and I thought, oh, well, maybe another time. But now you're saying there's still time.
Nope, there's still time. We have a limited number of rappels available, and we are not at our quota yet, so we do have a few spaces still available. So we encourage folks to sign up early because, you know, the space is limited. But anyone that's willing to donate the $500, there are a few, like, weight restrictions. Of course, you do have to sign a waiver and some paperwork. But if you're healthy and able to rappel, we would love to have the folks come out and join us.
Who came up with the idea of rappelling off a 23-story tower as the fundraiser?
Well, the Over the Edge company actually does this all across the United States. So when we came across their information, we thought, wow, what a unique, fun opportunity for folks to participate in. Nothing else like this in the region, obviously. And with Bogie Tower being 23 stories tall, very iconic in this community, anything that's over 16 stories is considered an extreme rappel. And believe me, if you've ever stood on that balcony looking over the edge, I totally believe that statement. So we just thought, you know, what better way to get people excited and involved in the foundation and give them a unique challenge as well.
Well, and in doing this last year, was last year the first year that you did it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I didn't think I would have missed something like this. How many folks did you have do this last year?
We had close to 80 people rappel last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you've got some space left that you said, but you've got a pretty good crowd already, I'm guessing.
We do. We've got close to 60 people registered, so we do have some space still available. And like I said, they could call us at 487-6800 and learn more about how to get registered and come out and rappel on Saturday, June 4th. Even if people aren't really the daredevil type and don't want to rappel, the event is held in conjunction with Be a Tourist in Your Own Town, which is another event that the Bureau hosts. So people are encouraged to sit out on the Capitol lawn, and they can see the rappellers from there, get their $1 passport that gets them free admission to over 60 attractions in the area. So there's a lot of activity and things going on Saturday in addition to the rappelling.
Well, and to watch this, the Be a Tourist in Your Own Town is another great event. I was going to have you on later in the week, but we can talk about this a little bit, too. I mean, it's an extraordinary, just the whole concept of that is amazing as well. There's so many things here that when we have friends and relatives come in from out of town, we go, oh, let's go do this. And we get there and we think, why haven't I done this before?
Totally. Yes, we hear that a lot with folks. And that's really the purpose of the event, is to educate people, again, about the importance of tourism in our community and all the great fun attractions there are to partake in. We hate it when someone says, what's there to do in Lansing? You know, there's nothing to do. There's nothing going on. If someone picks up this passport and looks at over 60 different fun events, I dare them to say that again. You know, that it's just ludicrous.
Well, and where can folks pick up this passport for this year?
The passports are on sale now at the Greater Lansing Visitor Center, which is on Michigan Avenue, and several other places around the community, like AAA Office, the Celebration Cinema, NCG Cinema. If they go to Lansing.org, they can get a complete list of selling locations. They're also on sale on Saturday, June 4th, at various information tents around town as well. But the best place I tell people to get started is to park down at the ramp by the Lansing Center, come over to the Visitor Center on Michigan Avenue, which is right across the street from the Lugnuts Ballpark, and they could buy a passport and get started right away.
Well, it's going to be amazing, and this Over the Edge event is certainly just one of the things that will be amazing throughout the weekend. What I also love is you don't have to be experienced as well to go over to rappel down the side. They're going to have folks who walk you through, literally walk you through, and if you should have a problem on the way down, just hold still. Someone will come on down with a rope next to you and help you the rest of the way.
Exactly. You don't have to have any experience in rappelling to partake. Just an adventurous spirit and a willing to make a donation to the Team Lansing Foundation. I will tell you that after the event last year, almost everybody was super excited and glad that they did it. We didn't have anybody that was like, I will never do that again. You know, they were really happy that they took the challenge and went ahead and made the leap.
Well, that was my very next question for you. Has anybody ever come down and said, I have no idea what I was thinking?
No, you know, surprisingly, no. I mean, there's definitely a lot of people there that want to conquer their fear of heights. We've had some people, like, celebrating special occasions or special birthdays. Lots of different reasons why people were making the rappel. But everybody said that they were very grateful and glad that they did it and, you know, overcame their fears and really tackled the challenge. It's pretty cool, I have to tell you. I mean, I'm afraid of heights, and when you get up there, it's a spectacular view. It overlooks the state capitol building. Just a really fun, unique experience that very few people can say that they've done.
Have you done it?
I have not done it. No.
But you've been to the you've been to the top.
I have been to the top, and
very
I have
good.
Witnessed those that have rappelled, and I commend them. That's a great feat.
Well, Tracy, it's an exciting event for folks who just want to come down and watch it. It'd be very exciting as well. Tracy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.